Before working for GCI, I worked as a middle school math teacher. To earn my credentials, I spent over 1,000 hours first observing and then practicing instruction in a variety of schools. I quickly saw a common thread in the most effective teachers' classrooms. The common thread in these rooms was love. It didn't matter the subject, teacher's age, or location of the school. In the classrooms where the teacher's care for the students was palpable, students were more engaged and successful in mastering the content. Without love, the teacher's efforts were that of a clanging cymbal. Perhaps this is why in 1 Corinthians, Paul starts the love chapter with, "And yet I will show you the most excellent way," because without love, we can accomplish nothing. Paul goes on to describe the kind of love God extends to us. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. When received, this kind of affection cannot be bottled up. The love of God transforms us and flows through us to those around us. In these verses, Paul is describing what it truly means to be a Christian. In fact, what Paul is doing here is helping us get a better understanding of Jesus' new command. On the night he was betrayed, he shared with his disciples, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So must you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." When God calls us to himself, he is calling us into a relationship where we can experience his unconditional love. And here's the good news. He doesn't just offer this to some. He offers a relationship of love to all. He will never force us to accept the offer. He gives us the freedom to live outside of that relationship. But when we do accept, we can know the one who loves us is patient and kind and does not hold our wrongs against us. May you receive the love God is extending to you today, his love that never fails. I'm Michelle Fleming, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.